It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to the Bath County High School. Big matchup on slate with these two games here this evening. District standings galore could be on the line after tonight's matchups. Bath County Lady Cats, Menifee County Lady Cats is our first game. Nightcap will be the Bath County Boys and Menifee County Boys squads. But this is a game right here with a win. Bath County can actually lock up second place and still have a shot at first. With the loss, it really muddies the waters even more. Bath County's got wins over Round and also Fleming County. But this is a Menifee County squad that's got a win over Bath.
Menifee is playing a lot better. They represented the 16th region in the All-A. They beat Round the other night. This is just an important ball game for them. They win. I mean, we could wind up with a three-way tie, four-way tie. Well, I don't know if we can get to four because Fleming already has four wins. So you could have a first place and then three tied below that. A lot of things could happen. You know, you could end up with if Bath wins, they could tie for first if Fleming gets a loss. Coach Collier said it would be a coin toss then for first and second seed. So there's a lot on the line tonight. You know, if Bath wins tonight, first time they've won four district games in a season since 2015. They won five that year. They won three in 2019. And I think the most that we've had in between there is like two. So, you know, a lot on the line tonight. Bath has been playing well. They had a tough loss at Berea the night, double overtime. Berea, by record, is not a bad club. So I think the girls played without Bree. She was out sick. Her minutes may be limited tonight. Coach Collier said she's still under the weather. So we'll see how that goes. But
I think it's stomach virus.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I heard from one of the players last night that she ran a little bit, but wasn't feeling good at all.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully it doesn't go through any of the other teammates for the rest of the season. So
absolutely.
We want to stay healthy for sure.
Yes, and going back, looking at that Berea team, they play in the 11th. They play some big teams.
They play some tough competition.
Berea has a player in the top 50 in scoring. Lafayette, another loss that Bath County recently has a player in the top 50 in scoring. All of Bath County's losses, with the exception of what they've done in the district and the Menifee and Round and Fleming games, most of Bath County's losses this season, the teams have had excellent players ranked in the top 50 in scoring.
Yep.
Of course, Russell, one of the cream of the crops, you know, with Shaylin Steele, she's one of the top free throw shooters and one of the top shooters in the state. So you go back and you look at all of that. Bath County has really ramped up their competition in preparation of games for just like this.
Yes, they have. They've had a really good schedule to get ready for the postseason. You know, and I was talking to my wife today a little bit about it because I was trying to do a little scout on it. You know, a lot of things going on. You know, if Bath should happen to make it to the region, you know, anything can happen. There's only like, you know, three teams that are really, really good, Ashland, Boyd, and Russell. And after that, everybody else is together. So a lot can happen. So it's another reason why this game is so important tonight. And based on your seeding, if you get Round that first game in the district, I believe the 61st district is held at Round. So that'll be a tough first round game you know, no matter how Rams playing, because you've got to play on their court, so they'll be up for that. So a lot of things still to shake out the rest of this season. Fleming and Rounds still have a matchup together, and I don't remember if Round and Menifee still has another. We've played Fleming and Round both times, so I have Menifee's schedule here as well.
I was going to say, I got it over here, too.
Yeah, they play Round. Let's see, no, they beat Round. They play Fleming, so they split with Round. They lost to Round earlier in the season. So they only have Fleming left after tonight. It's at Fleming.
On the 5th, which would be what? Monday?
It would be Monday night.
Yep, so.
I kind of like how they did this. You know, it's tough. You play three district opponents in a row, you know, but that's even happened, you know, even with the weather. You know, we played Fleming, ran, got a break with Berea, and then we got Menifee right here. I mean, it's just, you got to be ready to play every night. That gets you ready for tournament time, because you can't take a break in tournament. So this should be an interesting ball game tonight.
Absolutely. As getting closer and closer to tip off in this one, when you look at how these two teams in their first matchup, you know, Barrett led the way for Bath County, 21 points. Kaylee Crouch had her big night that night. She came up with 12, and they were the only two Bath County scorers in double digits that night. Bath County ended up with 54 points. Menifee County had 44, led by Peyton Burgess with 16 points. The interesting fact out of that one, you know, Coach talked about Bath County needed to be able to get rebounding. They out-rebounded Menifee that night, 31-29 over there in Frenchburg. That's a tough place to go in and play and to get a win, but Bath County was able to do it. You were talking about Coach Schwartz and getting this team turned around and playing good basketball. They lost to a good 10th region team in Nicholas County, a team that Bath County defeated earlier in the season. But, you know, when you go back and you look, both of those teams are improved from where they
yes,
were
they
the
have.
First time
improved
that
a
we've
lot.
Seen them.
You're correct.
We knew that Coach Schwartz was going to get his team headed that direction. They have done really well.
Kind of like his dad's team used to do on the boys' side. They would struggle early, but by the end of the season, they would be rolling, be playing hard, and have an opportunity to win some ball games. So I expect a really, really good ball game tonight.
I mean, that's all you can do is get your team in position and have them ready to play.
And the kids always play hard for Coach the elder Coach Schwartz, and they seems like they've been playing hard for the younger Coach Schwartz as well. So it Bath ended up winning by 10, but in the second half it got a little closer than that because Bath had a big lead in the first half, and Menifee battled back. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, of course, we've got some great sponsors, including Ira Kilburn Attorney Law out in Salt Lake, who brings us our opening arguments. And, you know, Ira does so much in the community. He was out last night. They introduced a new football coach here. He was out with that.
I understand there was a good crowd. And
it's a very good crowd.
A lot of players were on hand as well, so that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I wasn't unable to make it, but my dad made it out and was telling me about it, so that's great.
He was. He stood right there in the back, and I just kind of I hid behind him. But, yeah, he was right there. And Coach, I thought, had some really good words, you know, to the team and to the people in attendance. I just hope that he's able to come in and get the support from the players.
Exactly.
That's the hardest thing, you know. We've run into that. You can have great numbers starting out, but once conditioning gets going, how many you're going to be able to retain and keep up throughout the season?
You're only as good as your players that come out and play for you. In football, you have it's more about numbers than anything, and that's where we have really struggled, is keeping numbers. So
it's kind of like girls basketball. You struggle to get them out here and then to be able to retain them. When you go back and you look and look in the middle school of what this senior class did way back when, and you look at the players on the wall, and there's two seniors left. But they had nine when they were in middle school. Yeah. So along the way, you've lost seven girls for various reasons, you know, whether they focus their interest on a different sport, whether they just focus their interest elsewhere.
Right.
Not giving anything against them at all. You know, life happens, and you know, people lose interest on things.
And on the coaching side, you know, we told the girls all the time in practice, you know, if this was easy, everybody would be out here. And it's not easy. It takes hard work and dedication. And I'm proud of the girls that have stuck it out. And We'll see
how it all plays out tonight. But as far as your Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake opening arguments, a lot of the same stuff, but, you know, Bath County's got to stay out of foul trouble. They've got to rebound. You've got to know where Burgess is on the floor. She's their double-double machine.
Yep,
she's averaging 11.9 rebounds a game and 11.4 points. She's going to be their force on the inside. Bath County has to be accountable and be prepared for where she's at. You know, Fareed is our best matchup with her, but when she's not on the floor, whoever's got her spot has to be accountable for her.
You know, Memphis has, they have three players that average in double figures, so that's going to be a chore. That's going to be one of the things to look out is if they can slow down Jevidin, Baker, and Burgess, all three, to keep that scoring down. We were talking off the air with Coach Collier earlier. The Menifee County Lady Cats are averaging 48 points a ball game and giving up 50, whereas the Bath County Lady Cats are averaging 50 and giving up 48. So, you know, a lot of similarities between these two teams. And, you know, I was telling Coach Collier, you know, got to stay out of foul trouble. You got to keep them off the line because as a team, they shoot over 70%, which is good. So that'll be another key is to, which has always been the season, is staying out of foul trouble.
You know, when you go back and you look at just the stats and different things like that, this Menifee County team, they're not a bad free throw shooting team.
No.
Golden shooting about 90% from the stripe. Burgess is a 60% free throw shooter. You've got Baker at about 65.5. Hall's a 70% free throw shooter. So you've got that, but and then you look at Bath County and think, oh, you know, they're really good. You've got French at 72.5 and Barrett at 68.3. But then you look down here, and the one that surprised me the most was Kaylee Crouch at 46.4.
Yeah.
She's a much better shooter than that, but she hasn't had a whole lot of attempts. And, you know, most of them when she's getting them was late in the game, and she's been beat all night.
Beat all night, having to play defense, having to rebound. You know, Menifee's shooting 43% from the field, 34% from three-point line. You know, their percentages are better than Bass. So Bass going to have their work cut out for them on the defensive end to pull out a victory tonight.
Absolutely, as we're just about to tip off in this one, as the Bath County band on the far side, student section really stepped it up the other night. They jumped in, technical difficulties with the PA. They weren't able to get the anthem played, and they stepped in, they chimed in. And
I saw and heard it on Facebook. They did a good job. Our band doesn't have the numbers that they used to, but they still sound good, and they're loud and proud.
Absolutely. Yes. We're going to use this opportunity. We're going to go back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Warm-Up right here on WKCA. Return with starting lineup some more here in just a little bit.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak, graded sheep, and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back here at Bath County High School. Starting lineups being announced for both of these teams. Your Menifee County Lady Cats come in with a 9-13 record on the season, 1-3 within the district. Bath County Lady Cats under Coach Mark Collier comes in at 12-8 on the season, 3-2 within the district. As starting lineups for Menifee County being announced out there, they're going to go with Baker, Hall, Jevonen, Golden, and Burgess as their starting five. Burgess 11.9 rebounds per game average. Golden 2.4, 3.4 reboundings, trying to get the edge on the inside. Jevonen 14.4 points a game, a little over three rebounds. Baker about 13 points a game and almost five rebounds. And then Hall chips in with 6 points and about four rebounds. Bath County starting lineups being announced out there.
Interesting. Cox getting her start tonight. I don't know if she started at Berea or not, but get her at least her first start at home tonight. So
I was going to say, it's the first one that we know of. But we'll have Barrett, Cox, French, Norris, and Crouch. You'd have to think that would probably be one of our best shooting lineups to have on the floor, and probably our best ball handling group as well. Going to give up some size on the inside, so these girls are really going to have to crash the boards against this Menifee County squad. So it looks like stepping in the jump, Bath County will have Crouch, Burgess be on the other side. Menifee in their traveling greens, black numerals, trimmed in white. Bath County in their whites, red writing on letters, black numerals, trimmed in red.
We've got a two-man crew officiating so far. So
ball is tipped in the air. It's controlled by Bath County. Barrett comes up with it. She just ripped it away from a Menifee County player. Norris three, right side's up, no good. Rebound comes off. Baker off to the races up this right side in the front court to the right wing. French staying in front of her. They come over to try to trap. Baker falls out of bounds. Turnover, Bath County.
Thought she just lost her footing going down the baseline there.
Bath County, it's so important they get off to a good start. We've watched them jump out to huge leads against both Brown and Fleming. That first quarter start is very important, but the most important quarter is the third quarter. Bath County has been very lackluster coming out of halftime. Let's hope they can afford to do that tonight.
And hopefully they don't have any lulls in scoring like they do as well. You know how that happens.
Barrett running one-hander up, no good. Rebounds off to Burgess for Menifee. Lady Cats in green will bring it back the other direction as they will walk it across the timeline with Jevonen. She gives a pass over to Hall in this right wing. Looks, Burgess cutting to the basket, kicks it over. Golden three, right side is up. Sloan misses everything. Barrett gets the rebound on the backside.
Bath County in their man-to-man defense.
Barrett takes it all the way to the rack. Scoop shot up. It's a little too hard. Golden with the rebound. Barrett.
Just a little bit out of control there.
Yep.
Trying to split two defenders. Good take.
Jevonen will walk it back the other direction. Got it between the circles. Hall sets a pick up top. They give a pass to Burgess out on the wing. She's dribbling across the top. Gives it to Baker. She's got it between the circles. Gives a pass over to Golden on the right wing. She looks. She's picked it up, now gives it in the corner to Jevonen. Jevonen gets around Crouch, puts a shot up in the baseline, no good. Rebound caroms out, ends up in Baker's hands. She surveys, gets inside, puts a shot up free throw line, comes off, no good. Rebound comes back to Menifee County as Jevonen crashes the board and gets it. Gets it over in the corner to Hall. She loses it out of bounds, off her hands, out of bounds. So it'll be back any ball. As they inbound the ball and back court to Bath County's Barrett. She will walk it up to the timeline. Walks across. Gives a pass over to French out on that right wing.
It's like Menifee's in a matchup zone.
Barrett three, left side is up. Side iron, no good. Rebound off the Hall. She comes racing up the left side. Gets it in the front court. Still scoreless. Under 6 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. Jevonen with it now between the circles. French guarding her. Jevonen comes dribbling to the right wing. Still with the dribble, picked it up, looking. He's in the corner to Baker.
Looking for Burgess. She's got kind of a mismatch with
Baker. Skips it over to the other side. The Golden is stolen away by Norris, and then the foul is committed against Menifee County's Burgess. Just pushed Norris out of bounds.
He hurt first.
Team first, the quarter.
The old Menifee doesn't want to see her get in foul trouble.
Bath County does.
Yeah, Bath County does. But Menifee definitely doesn't want to see that.
So Bath County will walk it into front court after inbounding with Barrett. Barrett Stops, pops, free throw jumper up. It's off the mark, no good. Baker gets a rebound.
It's Memphis' seventh rebound already.
She stops, pops, in transition with a three. It's up, no good. Norris fights for a rebound, gets it in the corner. Gives it over to Cox, and she will lead back in the front court. She will walk it, or jog it in the front court. Over to Norris on the right wing. The French in that right corner. French retreats up top, curls, throws it out to Barrett on this left side. Now they will set the offense once again. Norris sets a pick. Gives it over to French in the corner. Does Barrett. Three up, no good. Rebound comes off. Back in, he's Barrett. She's got it between the circles. She gets herself into the paint. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound off to Baker. We're off the other direction. She comes racing down the right side all the way to the baseline. And then we're going to have a foul down low. It's going to be on Bath County on Cox. Her first, team first.
A lot of action already for a ball game where we've scored 0 points.
I see we have Moses and the Red Sea on the far side.
Yes, we do. It's like we're shooting two, he says.
Oh, wow.
He said she was going up.
All right. So to put Baker at the line for two for Menifee. Still scoreless. 4:41 left to go in the opening quarter. First free throw up, and it's good. Menifee leads it 1-0. Baker comes in, averaging 65.3 from the charity stripe. 100% on the night tonight.
Once again, one of the things we talked about pregame, don't want to get them to the free throw line.
So Menifee County leads Bath County 2-0. They give it over to French, out high on the right wing. Now to Barrett between the circles. Barrett now puts down a dribble. They've got Burgess at the top. They find Norris at the free throw line. Turnaround shot up, no good. Caroms off, gets a rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll be Bath County ball, or Menifee County ball. Last touch by Bath County.
Good look there. We just couldn't make the shot.
All looking. Finds Baker at half court. Baker tries to split through a double team.
Kaylee.
Barrett and Crouch.
Call it on Kaylee, I believe.
Yep, that's what they're going to do. He's trying to pick her number up, and that's who he finds. So fouls on Crouch. Her first, team second. So Menifee County will look to inbound at half court. They throw it to Golden in the backcourt, and that gives it to Baker. She walks across the timeline on the right side. She comes dribbling all the way down. Tries to go behind the back dribble, gets the ball tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Menifee. So Menifee County will look to inbound underneath their own basket. All looking, throws it into the corner to Jevonen. Jevonen's got on this right wing, sees a little opening, dribbles all the way over, gives it out to Baker on the left side, back to Jevonen in the left corner, fakes a three, now puts down a dribble. Out to Baker, he's popped out high on that left side, skips it over to Hall on the right wing. Hall fakes the handoff, gives it to Burgess, ball knocked away from her, goes out of bounds, last touch by Menifee County. As I say, Jevonen was on the line. Turns it over to the Lady Cats of Bath County.
Lady Cats, Bath County's pressure defense is really working well right now. Now we got to put the ball in the hole, get some points on the board.
So Barrett will come across into Bath County. It's held scoreless. 2-0 game. Menifee County leads. 3:42 left to go, first quarter. French to Cox. Three. Left side is up. Yeah, Bath County on the board. 3-2 lead now. 3:33 left to go.
So we went 4.5 minutes without a bucket. Again, another thing we talked about, can't have the scoreless droughts.
As Burgess gets it back the other direction, takes it right up, lays it in. Bath County finds themselves trailing by one after the Burgess basket, 3:18.
That was a good, strong take by Burgess there.
Back to Norris, fakes a three. She goes driving in, kicks it over to French. Three, right corner is up. No good. Barrett with the backside rebound. Out to Cox. Two. Left side's up. And it's good. She's got all five of Bath County's points. And Bath County back on top by one. 3:02 left to go opening quarter. Hall throws it over to Jevonen. She turns it over. Bath County ball.
That's just an unforced turnover, really. Bath wouldn't. Yeah, they were full court pressure, but they didn't put a lot of pressure on her. So that's Menifee's fifth turnover.
Norris throws it in the backcourt to Barrett. She will walk across the timeline. They set the offense. Barrett gives it over to French. French curls, comes up top, gives it to Cox. She launches another three. In and out, no good.
Rebound
off to Baker. She comes dribbling up the right side, all the way to the right wing. Stops, pops three for the answer, and it's good. 7-5, Menifee County leads, 2:34 left to go.
From our angle, that looked good all the way, didn't it?
Yep, 7-5, excuse me. Menifee on top by two.
Menifee's gone 2-3 now.
Barrett gives it up to French. French gives it over to Norris, back over to Barrett on that right wing. Barrett gives it out to Cox, gives it back to Barrett.
They're in zone, but somebody's always where Ashton is at. She's not alone at any time.
She tries to force a pass down low to French. It's stolen away by Burgess. So Baker gets it, comes up the right side with it. Dribbles all the way to the right wing, hands it off to Jevonen. Jevonen comes up top. They call the play. This Coach Schwartz for Menifee. She dribbles over to the right wing, working against French. Bounces it to Baker. Baker looks to go along the baseline, and she traveled with it. She took off, got that step down before she got her dribble down. Turns it over to Bath County. 1:45 left to go, first quarter.
I thought it was a walk. I didn't know if he was going to call it or not. Menifee fans are upset because I think Jerrica got away with one earlier. So
I think I remember the exact same play. But that's what happens when you only got two officials and not the third eye or third set of eyes to catch it.
Looks like the third one just walked in the door.
Crouch gives it out to French. French up top to Crouch. Crouch puts down a dribble. Needs to help. Finds Barrett now between the circles. She surveys, skips it over to French in this left corner. French gets into the paint. She was shoved.
She got
but
pushed.
She got the basket to go and ties it up at sevens.
She definitely got shoved.
So Bath County coming with full court press. So give it to Hall. She gets in the front court shakily, but still got it. Gets a crease, takes it all the way to the rack, throws one up. I'm going to have a foul.
If it's on Crouch or Cox, either one would be their second. It's on Crouch. That's her second.
Second foul for Crouch. Team third. So Hall at the line, shooting free throws. First free throw up, in and out, no good. Hall averages about 70% from the stripe on the season. Freed set to come in. Second free throw from Hall. Hall Harper goes in. Gives Menifee County the 1-point edge, 8-7.
We'll see how Freed plays after being sick all week. So I'm sure he's just going to try to get two or three minutes at a time with her. Of course, we got 1 minute left here in the quarter, which is a good time to put her in.
So Bad Kenny's Barrett will come into front court. Drags traffic. She comes across the timeline. Gets a pass over to Cox on the left side. She's picked up a dribble, needs some help. Finds Freed at the foul line. Freed puts down a dribble, bounces it back out to French. French now with it between the circles, out to Freed on the right side. She puts down a dribble and now finds Cox, who's got it between the circles. She's needing help, gives it off to Barrett. Barrett backs up, gives it over to French, now out on that right side. Back to Barrett in the right corner, feeds it into Freed down in the post. Free trying to get through, tries to force a pass back out to French. Ends up on the floor, stolen away by Menifee County. Jevonen comes up with it, finds Baker. Baker in the front court, 14 seconds, stops. Left side three is up, no good. Rebound comes off to Barrett with 9 seconds. Throws it in the front court to French. French goes up, fouled hard. Couldn't get the basket to go. Hall's going to commit the personal.
No way Hall was going to let her get that up on the board to get a and one.
So French at the line, chance to tie the game and take the lead with two made free throws here.
I'm going to say Coach Schwartz didn't want that shot by Baker there. She took it pretty quick. But it wasn't a good shot either.
French, first free throw on its way, and it's good. Tie ball game, 8 apiece. So Barrett will check out the final 6 seconds of this quarter. Josie Reed comes in and replaces her. Alyssa Gordon up as well. Free throw from French is good. Made them both. Bath County leads it by 1, 9-8. So Bailey French is going to get an extra breather.
Now if this young group can just get a stop and not give up an easy basket.
They find Baker at half court. She drives all the way in. She might have got away with some steps there. She picked up that foul line, took three, missed the shot luckily. As we have reached the end of the first quarter of basketball, and it's Bath County 9, Menifee County 8. Back to second quarter in 1 minute, right at WKCA.
This Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back here at Bath County High School. One quarter in the books in this girls' game. Bath County leads Menifee County 9-8. It's our first of two this evening as the boys will be the nightcap.
Been a wild and hectic first quarter.
Lots and lots of shots, lots and lots of misses.
Exactly.
We're out to three officials now, so the official count went up. Barrett gives over to Cox on the left wing. Cox gives it to Reed. Reed gives it back to Barrett, and he will set the offense once again. Reed sets a pick up top. Barrett stops, pops, elbow jumper, rolling off, no good. Rebound comes off to Burgess and Menifee. They're definitely trying to keep it out of the hands of Jevon. They're making Baker be the primary ball handler. Jevon's got a good left to her. Golden with it out on this right wing. Surveys, gets it to Hall between the circles. Hall over to Jevon on that left side. Gets it up top to Burgess. She'll launch a three from there. It's long. Rebound comes off to Bath County French. We'll have a rebounding foul. As French had the Menifee County defender on her back.
Is that on Jevon? I think he said five, didn't he? That's who I'm going with.
Yeah. So they will inbound the ball to Bath County. Barrett will walk it into front court. Gets it over to French on the left side. Now to Norris. Norris surveys, puts down the dribble, finds Cox between the circles. Cox still has the dribble and uses it. Gives it up. Barrett with it now. Comes between the circles. Out to Norris. Nobody picks her up. Wide open three is up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound's pulled out of there by Baker. She comes dribbling up the right side. Skips it over to Jevon in the left corner. Gets around her defender, takes it up, shot up, no good. Rebound comes off. Barrett saves it, back in bounds into the hands of French. She will come into front court, does Bailey, dribbles into the paint, finds Norris on the wing. Norris puts down a dribble, picked it up, needs some help, lobs in the free. Free drop step, turns, goes up, ball goes out of bounds. We're going to have another foul against Menifee County as they're going to say Hall came in.
That's her second.
So Norris will look to inbound from underneath her own basket. Bath County breaks. They get it into Cox in the left corner. French has it out on this left wing. Barrett, three in the eye of her defender, is up, no good. Hall's rebound goes out of bounds. As we got a Menifee County player down. Acts like she might have stepped on somebody's foot.
We've got three officials on the court now, and it seems like it's got more physical and out of hand.
Coach Collier, better be careful. So Broderick Moore is going to come out and check on the Menifee County Lady Cat. That's Hall. Like I said, she kind of grabbed at her ankle there.
It's not at her ankle. That's what ankle or lower leg looks like Broderick's looking at.
They're able to get her up. She's needing help coming off the floor. Not putting any weight on that left side.
No weight whatsoever.
Blankenship will come in. I didn't see a Bath County player push.
No, there was a little...
It almost looked like she stepped on somebody's foot.
Yeah, there was a little do-si-do between Ashton and
Baker.
Baker, that's what Collier was fussing about.
Barrett with it between the circles. Picks it up top. She splits through, takes it all the way to the right, lays it up and in. Bethany on top, 11-8. 6 minutes left to go here in the half. Baker gets it in the front court to the right wing. Picked up her dribble, needing some help. Looking, throws it up top, stolen away. So they're trying to get it to Blankenship, to French. French into front court. She lays it up and in. 13-8, Bethany leading. 5:40 left to go. Coach Schwartz has seen enough. He's called for a timeout. He's going to go with the full one. We will as well. 13-8 back, and he leads Menifee back in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.38 left to go in the half as Menifee County has the ball taken away on the inbound. It's stolen by Norris, given up to French, and she lays it in. 5:31 left to go. It's Jevonen with it in backcourt. Back in trying to trap. Jevonen still moving east to west. Comes up this right sideline. We'll grab a foul on somebody. I can't see through the Menifee County fan.
On Barrett. Foul's on Barrett.
A little aggressive.
Pushed her in the back.
That's her first. So Menifee gets it inbounded into Jevonen in backcourt. She comes into front court. Stops, pops three, is on its way. It's no good. Rebound comes off. Barrett comes up with it. She'll come back the other direction. Goes to the French. French takes it, lobs it over to Fareed, and she has it taken away by Baker. Baker comes up the left side to the left wing. Still with her dribble. Picks it by Golden. Baker gives it back to her. Thought about three. Now throws it over to this right corner to Blankenship. Now over to Jevonen on the right side. Jevonen comes driving in. Goes up. She's going to get bumped and fouled.
Haley's third.
Going to be on Crouch, her third. So Cox will come in. Sure to replace Crouch. So at the line is Jevonen. Her first free throw on its way, and it's good. That's the first basket of the second quarter for Menifee. First point, excuse me. As there was a minute left when they scored their last one in that first quarter. Jevonen made them both. Makes it a 15-10 Bath County lead. As the Lady Cats in white will come into front court with it. As Bath County's Barrett gives it over to Cox. Back to Barrett. Barrett. And dribbling in, out to Cox, thought about the three, now puts down a dribble, gives it back to Barrett. Barrett.
They're still in that matchup zone.
Back to Barrett. Barrett comes driving in, gets all the way in, shot up, no good. They're going to say she was fouled on the inside. Well, Menifee County's Burgess. Her second. So it's going to put Barrett at the line for a couple of free throws. 4:22 left to go here in the half. Got a little over a minute since Bath County had any points. 16-10 now on the first made free throw. Barrett gets the ball back for a second free throw. It's on its way. Good as well. Made them both. 17-10, Bath County on top by 7. Golden looking to trigger. Finds Baker. Baker fakes pass, now gets over to Jevonen. Jevonen gets it in the front court, drives all the way in, shot up, no good. Rebound comes off, fight for it in the corner. Burgess and Norris, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Menifee Burgess. It'll be Bath County ball.
Got another one hurt.
Down on the floor. So 4:12 left to go here as they're trying to help Burgess up off the floor. Trainer Broderick Moore already down here with Hall checking her out, coming back to help Burgess. She's able to come off the floor under her own power. So Moore will check her out. For both teams. That's kind of using as an opportunity to get a free timeout.
Yep.
So Murphy County will send in another substitution, and Blevins.
Blevins coming in.
But it'll be Bath County ball.
Hall's lacing her shoe back up, so she may be trying to come back in.
Barrett dribbles all the way to the left wing, gives a pass out to Cox. Now to French. She loads it in to Fareed, turns, goes right into Baker.
Jump ball.
Kind of a jump ball. Baker got to be careful on that inside there, throwing an elbow there kind of at the end. Didn't hit any or land anything, but gives it in her back to Jevonen.
Got to stay under control. They definitely need her on the court right now with
Golden back over here to Jevonen, gets in the front court. Jevonen with it now between the circles. Out to Baker up high on that left side. She gives it up. Now over to Jevonen on this near side. She looks. Still with the dribble. Calls for Golden to come up, needing a pick set. Gets the switch. You got Jevonen with Free guarding her. Jevonen throws a pass. It's nearly taken away by Norris. Gets back to Golden. Golden comes in with a running one-hander. No good. French gets a backside rebound. She comes dribbling into front court for Bath County. Throws it over to Norris. Wide open three. Right side is up. Gideon. No good. Golden with the rebound for Menifee. She gives it up to Jevonen. She comes dribbling up the left side. Gets it to Baker. She's now got it. Now finds Golden at the foul line. Golden has the ball knocked away and then stolen away. Barrett comes up with a steal. She comes in the front court. Gives it over to Norris in the left corner. Over to French. Over to Cox. Three. Right side is up. It's short. Long kicking rebound comes off. It's hauled in by Menifee County's Blevins. She gives it out. Jevonen, three. Right side is up, and it's good. 2:42 left to go in the half. Lead has been trimmed to four.
They don't have any problems stopping and popping from three, do they?
Absolutely not. So Barrett working against the freshman, gives it over to French.
Again, they're in that matchup zone, but they're keying on where Ashton is at.
Barrett with it between the circles. I'm sorry, French with it between the circles. I was watching Barrett on this near side. They give it over her on this left wing. Got Blevins guarding her. They're kind of shading with Baker. Barrett gets a switch. Gives it out to Cox.
Nothing's going to come easy for Ashton tonight.
French finds Norris at the foul line. She comes into the paint. That's shot up. No good. Golden claims her space. Gets a rebound. Throws a pass over to Baker. She comes up the right side. Gets around her defenders and then the front court. Picked up a dribble. Double team. Steps through. Throws it up top to Jevonen. Takes a three. Now comes driving in to the left side. Left block. Left foot. Up and good. Turns the lead to two. Count the basket and one.
Foul's on
foul on French. Her first.
Strong take by Jevonen there.
Absolutely. Told you she likes going to the left, and Bath County should know that by now.
Hall and Burgess return for Menifee County, which is a good sign for them. You never want to see a girl go out.
Absolutely not.
Or a player go out with any kind of injury.
So Freed will check out and get a breather. Reed will come in and replace her.
She looks like she needs one, too.
So Jevonen at the line. Chance to make this a one-point game. Free throw up. No good. Barrett claims the rebound. She gives it over to French. French throws it to Cox at half court. Cox gets around her defender, comes driving all the way into the paint. Picked up her dribble over to Reed. Her shot up in and out, no good. Rebound comes off. Hall comes up with it for Menifee. Menifee comes dribbling up the right side. Both of these teams getting away with blocks left and right. And then Hall just throws it away. Too tall for Burgess. Out of bounds it goes. Bath County ball.
Didn't think I'd hear that tonight. Too tall for Burgess.
Yeah.
And she missed a wide open Burgess, too.
So Reed inbounds to French. French turns, Menifee in eight. I would have called it a 2-2-1, but the way they were set up, it almost looked like a 2-1-1-2 or 2-1-1-1. So Coach Collier calls a play. 1 minute left to go in the half. Bath County's lead is at 2, 17-15. Barrett with it, just dribbling at the jump circle. Menifee County looks like they're going to come up and try to trap him. They do. They throw it over to Cox. Back up top to Barrett. Barrett fakes the pass. Norris drives into the paint. Goes up. Shot rolls off. No good. Golden with the rebound. She throws it over to Baker. Baker comes dribbling up the right side. Gets in the front court. Gets all the way down. Goes up. Ball knocked out of the hands of Baker on her way up. No foul call. Menifee gets it back. Jevin and Hook in the lane. Ties it up at 17. 31 seconds left to go.
Coach Collier not happy with the effort.
30 seconds timeout. 31 seconds left in the half. 17-17. It'll be Bath County ball when they inbound it here in just a minute.
We might
absolutely.
We might have to do this game standing up, Todd. There's a lot of action. This is a really good first half. I think it's kind of the ball game we thought we were going to get, too.
Well, I mean, you had two teams pretty evenly matched. Each team had a little advantage at one spot or another.
Both are well coached.
And both are playing hard.
Yes.
As Bath County student section out loud tonight.
Yes, they are.
It's 17-17. There's our score. 31 seconds left to go. I hope the boys' game is this entertaining as well.
I hope so as well.
It's definitely worth the price of admission. If you're on your way in, I think it's food drive night as well. Bring a canned goods. You can get in with canned goods. Help support both Bath and Menifee.
Didn't know that. That's good. That's good to hear.
Yep. Heather Smith had posted that on Facebook.
I don't follow her, so.
So Bath County inbounds it. French over to Norris. Back to French. Back to Norris up that right side. In the front court, she throws it to Cox. Burgess touched it out of bounds.
It's kind of a token press, just trying to make Bath use some clock. Once again, they're in this matchup zone. Burgess is going to be on the top, make Ashton work for that shot.
It works out well when they were able to put Burgess up there when you've got Golden on the floor, because she's kind of your rim protector.
You don't want Burgess to pick up that third foul either, though, if you're Menifee.
Barrett picked up her dribble. 3 seconds. Back. Goes to go up. And we're going to have a travel call. As Barrett went up, came back down. So Menifee with 0.1 seconds left to go.
That was just good defense by Menifee there. Just really good defense.
Ball inbounded, and we have reached halftime. 17-17, Bath County, Menifee County. As both of these teams will retire back to the locker room to get some instruction from their head coaches as we have reached halftime. Once again, all tied up in this 61st District girls matchup between Bath and Menifee at 17. Davey's going to work on getting some stats together from this first half of play. We'll use this opportunity. Backstreet will hear a word from some sponsors. We're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball here on WKCA. Williams and the softball team join us here in just a moment.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feed program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School. All knotted at 17 in this girls' matchup. And speaking of girls, the girls' softball coach has come to join us. You thought I was going to say you, Coach
Wheel. I didn't know what was going on with that.
as Coach Kenny Williams has come up here to join us. And Coach, it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you on the radio and learn about the softball program. Been very successful over the last quite a few years under your tenure, but you're expecting another big year out of your team.
I am. Probably, I feel like we've got as good a team here that we've ever had. Got some exciting young pitchers that will be coming up. We're going to throw in the circle. Very veteran infield, seniors all the way around, and just a ton of experience coming back. And the only young spots we got are in the circle, and we're gonna throw them in there and see what we got.
Well, then, you and I were talking off the air before the game got started tonight. You're not doing them any favors. You're expecting them to play well, but you scheduled them well too.
We're going to kind of start out the season a little soft, they're going to get tested right off the bat.
I don't know that your season's soft.
But we got four teams on the schedule, played in the state tournament. Round County District rival went to the Final Four. Got state champs coming into the cornfield there toward the end of the year. Going to play Perry Central twice and East Chestnut a couple times. So it just worked out, and I'm really happy with the schedule because we're going to get a chance to see where we're at against some of the best teams in the state. So, and that's something we don't do a lot here at any level here in Bath County, but this year we're going to test them.
Well, you always hear the coach talk about when you're scheduling your teams and trying to put, opponents out in front of you, you kind of do it in thirds. A third of the games you should win, a third of the games you could win, and a third of the games, well, we've got to play really well to win these. And it's almost like you went 60-40 of games we've got to play really well in when looking at that. But what that does is it really pushes your team. If you're competing well against
us. I think come the end of May, we'll be rolling on the right, seeing a lot of good pitching. And as you progress on into the postseason, you're going to see a lot of good pitching. So my thought process is let's see what we got. And by the time they get to the region, hopefully, there ain't nothing going to catch them off guard.
You were talking about youngsters in the circle. Of course, your veteran got her first start today college. But, that's got to make you feel good, knowing that you've got a player that's moved on and playing at the next level. They got to let your players know that's with you now. This is what our coach can do for us.
Yeah, we've had several players, Coach Moore's daughter being one of them, that could have played the next level, chose to go the academic route, but it's really neat to see Kirsten. I kind of watched a little bit, how her game was going. Didn't go her way. Got another player signing Monday, Tuesday. Riley Purvis is going to sign. Taylor Hodson's talking to a couple schools. Ashley's kind of interested in playing somewhere. So a lot of big, at that kids going to that next level and creates a little buzz here back in, and that's something, it's beneficial to every level.
Absolutely. And we talk about so much retention of players. When you look at this girls basketball team, they got two seniors. Your softball program's done a little bit better retaining their talent and keeping them through. What's the secret?
I don't know if there is a secret. the softball program, and of course I'm naturally the biggest proponent, beat on the drum as loud as anybody, but the softball program top to bottom, you get these little girls interested, and then all of a sudden they're going to be big girls one day, and it just kind of carries over, so forth and so on. So we've been very fortunate. We got a good feeder program. Middle school is doing great, and they come in there with a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement, and we put up 20 wins for the last 4 or 5 years. That helps too. So
absolutely. Well, Coach, I always wish you the best of luck, and I'll be sneaking down. I'll be seeing some games.
I just hope everybody comes out and supports these girls. And, it's going to be the best show on dirt. So
it's not what you're doing at the first of the season, but it's where you're at the end of the season. But they need to support early.
Yeah, absolutely. They, get out there, get early. And I know the weather's not always cooperative, but if the girls can get out there and do it, somebody can come out there and watch them, support them.
So I heard a rumor, 45 and above, you're going to play, right?
45 and above, you can probably count on playing. But anything lower than that, Coach Moore and I can't take it.
Well, Coach Moore, he might be there. You might be in the dugout with the heaters.
Well, we both sit in the dugout right on top of the heater. I can promise you that.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thanks. Thank you, brother.
As Coach Moore came up, Coach Williams came up to talk to us, he joked around and always said that I need to interview Coach Moore throughout the game. And it's kind of like when I interview Patrick. For baseball, he's sitting up here doing these games with me, and it's kind of hard to get in words, when we're in breaks, you're so much in basketball mode, but it's good to get a little bit of break, learn a little bit about some of these other programs.
Exactly.
To know where they're at. Get out and support these girls. Get out and support these boys during baseball. Fundraiser's coming up. I know the baseball's got one in a few weeks. They're doing an online auction and a spaghetti dinner. I'm sure the softball team's probably got something in the works as well.
Yeah, I think we've got an online auction in the works and something else. I can't remember.
but they were talking about it. We usually do a basketball tournament, but I don't think we've been able to get things together to get it done this year. But he's got a couple of things on tap to raise some money to help the girls this year. So.
Absolutely.
That's the most important part.
And what a lot of people don't understand about when it gets into this fundraising, you know, it always seems like everybody's hitting the same ones, and we kind of have to, but in a small community. But the support that you get, it's not like they're just taking the money and throwing it away. I mean, it goes right back into these girls. Every dime that they make goes right back into these girls or boys or whatever they're raising the money for. Coach Williams isn't getting a better NIL deal or anything like that because he's been able to raise this money or that money. But
trust me, the money is used for good use. I have seen it and know where it goes, and it all goes back into the program and to the girls and to make them better and to make the program better.
Well, people don't realize it's just the price of a softball. You know, it's not like you only get, you know, you might get a dozen softballs. That might get you through two games.
But you have to use a certain softball, and you definitely have to use a certain softball come tournament time at the end of the season. It costs even more, and a cost of a bat, cost of catcher's equipment. I mean, it's an expense, and, you know, you try to feed these girls before every road game. You know, it adds up quickly.
Absolutely. I know I appreciate all that you all do, and, you know, me personally, I try to support as much as I can here and there. But I am so happy with the way our programs are headed.
Right. Real quickly on stats, Menifee is 5 of 15 overall from the field, 33%. 2 of 7 from three-point line, 28%. 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 71%. They have 18 rebounds on tonight, and they are led in scoring by Jevidin with 9 points. Bath County was 6 of 24 for 25% overall, 1 of 10 from three-point line, 10%, 4 of 5 from the free throw line for 100%, and they had 15 rebounds on the first half. Bath had 5 turnovers, whereas Menifee had 10. They didn't turn the ball over as much in that second quarter. Bath leading scoring by Bailey French with 8 points so far. Mallory Cox had 5, so good first quarter for us. She got us on the board and kept us in that first quarter when we were struggling.
Looks like both teams going to go back to original starters. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor and Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. They'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Bath County gets the ball to start this third quarter. They find French in that left corner. They give it out to Cox out high. Now between the circles, they give it to Barrett. Coach Collier calling some plays.
Now it's all just who made the better adjustments at halftime.
Barrett with the elbow jumper up, no good. Burgess gets the rebound, cleaning up that miss. Menifee County will come back the other direction. Jevidin will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Cats in green.
Bath County back in their man-to-man again.
Jevidin still dribbling with it, gets into the paint, step through, shot up, it's short. Barrett gets the rebound for Bath County. She comes dribbling back the other direction. She sees a little crease, spins into the paint. Now it bounces over to Norris out on the left wing. Now between the circles, back to Barrett.
Right, Menifee sprinted back hard to the lane to cut Ashton off there.
So knew exactly where she's going to try to go with it.
I mean, they sprinted hard.
It's French. Gets it to Cox. Over to Barrett.
Which means film work really helped this week for them.
They find Crouch. Baseline jumper up. It hits the side of the backboard. Partially blocked there by Burgess. Norris with the rebound. Needing some help. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Menifee County. I was going to say Golden got her on the arm. Or was that Burgess?
Golden. That's her first, excuse me. She's number
it.
Four. It's her first foul.
At first, I couldn't tell if that was a 4 or a 3 because they were both there. So Norris will look to trigger from right underneath her own basket. Still looking. Gets it into Crouch on the backside. She goes a step through. Gives it out to French. French pushes to the paint. Gives it up. Norris. A free throw jumper, no good.
The ball just went on to win the hole on either end.
Baker gets to the corner to Jevidin. Jevidin now comes dribbling up top with it, calls a play. Better, she was waving high to French.
She was saying 5, and Coach Schwartz said, no, we're going to run thumbs down. Coach usually wins that out.
Crouch
Tried to force it to Burgess.
Nearly come up with it to get it to Burgess. She misses it for Crouch. Fights hard, gets a rebound. Finds Norris. She comes dribbling out there with it.
Good defense by the Bath County that time.
Barrett back into the paint. Forces it at her defender. Goes up the shot. She's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on
Baker. It's her
Baker.
First. Ashton is struggling from the field, so maybe start making a couple free throws and get her seeing the ball go through the basket, help her out.
Bath County on top by one now here in the second quarter. 6:05 left to go. Barrett's second free throw on its way, and it's good as well. Makes it a two-point Bath County lead at 19-17. Bath County's largest lead of the night has been seven. Jevonen shot three, left wing's up, and they lead it by one. 20-19. 5:57 left to go in the third.
Once again, a dribble three, which they don't see a lot in girls' basketball at the high school level, but they're not afraid to.
Jevonen jumps the passing lane, comes up to the steal, dribbles over the left wing. She stops, pops three, misses everything. Rebound slipped around, ends up in Hall's hands. She tries to wrap it around. Cox is there, comes up to the steal, comes dribbling out of the left side. She's bumped, and Baker's going to pick up her second of the quarter. So
three coming in.
Three going to try to get Bath County some size.
Mary, I think, is coming out.
As Cox will check out. So get it in the backcourt, into the hands of Barrett. That's Bath County. She will walk it across the timeline. Her team trailing by one. Has it between the circles. Gives it over to Norris on the left wing. Now to French. French loads it inside to Free. Shot up, no good. It was blocked, but Crouch is there for another rebound. Dribbles out to the wing, gives it to Barrett, over to Norris. Norris backs up, gives it out to Barrett. Barrett has a pick, stops, pops threes on its way. It's off the mark, no good. Burgess gets the rebound and tips it into the hands of Baker. She comes up this left side, lobs it into the corner to Jevonen. Jevonen with it in this left corner. Sees a little opening, comes driving in right at Barrett. Barrett just stood straight up, and Jevonen trying to draw a cheap foul. Barrett, coast to coast, laying it up and in. Bath County back on top by one. 21-20, 4:45 left to go in the third. As they throw it to Burgess, who gives it to Jevonen, who comes up this left side, crossing the left timeline. To Burgess up top. Burgess hitting head as Barrett tried to jump for the steal. Burgess took it to her left side and got hit on the right side.
That's Ashton's second.
I don't think there was anything malicious or intention there. Hall looking, throws it in the backcourt to Jevonen. Jevonen walks across the timeline with it, throws it out to Hall, and they communicated that pass so well that Norris jumped it. French goes up, misses the layup, gets the rebound as Norris. She kicks it to Freed. Her elbow jumper up, it's short. Rebound comes off. Burgess and Menifee counting. She comes dribbling up to the left side, gets to the left wing. Looking, finds Jevonen up top. Jevonen over to Baker. Baker steps into a three. Right side, it's up. It's long. Rebound caroms off. It's back up in Baker's hands as Crouch lost it. Over to Jevonen. Thought about a three. Now puts down a dribble. Got Golden. Gives her a little pick. Gets her free for a second. Baseline shot up. No good. Norris with the rebound. Into the hands of Barrett. Comes racing in the front court to the right wing. Gets to the paint. Goes up. Shot short. No good. Touched by Bath County last.
Looks like that shot of Ashton's was blocked.
Golden got a piece of it. Hall throws it to Burgess. Burgess back over to Jevonen on the right side.
Bath switched up to their 1-1, 2-1 half-court defense.
The Golden baseline jumper is up, misses everything. Rebound comes off to Baker. Baker shot up, no good, gets her own rebound. Shot again. This time she was fouled. Foul's going to be on Bath County. Which Lady Cat?
That's Crouch. That's her fourth. It's Ashton. It's her third. It's on Crouch.
It's on Crouch. That's four. She puts Baker at the line, shooting free throws. Baker, a 65% free throw shooter, misses the first. Can tie it up with a made free throw here. Cox will come in. Crouch will check out with those four personals.
Both sides are playing really hard.
Baker's second free throw on its way. She's good with this one. Ties it at 21. Menifee County's largest lead of the night has been 2. Bath County's largest lead of the night has been 7. Tie ball game. This is our 4th tie of the night. A stopping and popping elbow jumper as Bath County's Barrett misses it. Reach after the rebound. Rebounding foul on Menifee County. On Hall with the push. It's Hall's 3rd. And that's 3 on Hall. Good rebounding position by Fareed right there. To trigger that high to French. She's got it between the circles. Lost it to Fareed. Was open for a moment at the foul line. Turns, kicks it over to Norris. Norris comes driving into the paint. Out to Barrett. 3. Right side is up. Catch and shoot. No good. Rebounds tipped around. Knocked around. Golden claims it for Menifee County. Gets into the hand of the guard to Jevonen. And Jevonen will walk it in the front court.
Pass back into half court man.
Jevonen working against French. Dribbles to the right wing. They give it over to Baker. Baker pulling her way into the paint. Goes up with a shot, no good. Burgess rebound, put back, no good. Fareed claims it for Bath County. Looks, finds French in front court. Menifee County's sleeping. And then a foul by Golden just reaching in. Her second. So that's the 15th foul. That's going to put Bath County's French at the line. French, a 72% free throw shooter. French gets the ball, a couple of dribbles to the floor, eyes the basket, free throw on its way. Goes in good as it hits front of the iron, bounced over. 22-21.
Got the shooter's throw there.
2:31 left to go in the third. That kind of went 2.5 minutes almost.
Again, those scoring droughts, I mean, they really hurt you.
French, second free throw on its way. That one up at the bottom of the net. Bath County on top by 2, 23-21. 2:30 left to go here. It's Baker stops, pops, free throw jumper up.
Alone.
In and out, no good. Cox with the backside rebound. Finds Barrett. Goes in the front court to French. French missed Norris, who's streaking on that backside, but Menifee County, great job getting back. I don't know if Norris could have caught it and gone up with it. So loaded inside to Fareed. Fareed, drop step, shot up, no good. Baker with the rebound for Menifee. She comes back the other direction, gets in the front court to the top key, and then slipped with it.
She just rolled her ankle.
French picks it up, takes it coast-to-coast, lays it up, because we got a Menifee County player down. Nobody was near her. Nobody touched her.
She rolled her ankle. She just stepped on the side of it, just on the floor. Which, today's game, a lot of these kids now, they wear the low cut. They don't wear the high top, and that's all the Memphis County players have those low cuts on.
I'm going to tell you, it's hard to find them high tops.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I took my son trying to find his for 2 weeks to Lexington to various stores, and you couldn't find them. Or if you could, they weren't really basketball shoes. They were just high-top shoes.
So they're for styling now instead of for playing.
Absolutely.
I guess the only way maybe you can get them is you have to order them as a team. But
yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can find them in the stores, but, I mean, I guess because of basketball season, it was difficult.
And I do know.
I know cleats are hard to find, too.
Yes, they are. A lot of times in softball, if we don't order them in time, we can't get them.
Yeah. So Baker's going to need some help coming off the floor. It's Moore and Swartz. And that's Drew Carrier off the court. So 25-21, Bath County leads it by 4. 1:53 left to go here in the third quarter.
It's going to have to bring Hall back.
Hall with those 3 personals. What they lose with Baker not on the floor is her aggressive nature.
Yes.
I mean, she's just an aggressive player.
They lose offense, they lose defense, they lose rebounding, they lose the aggressiveness, like you say.
Burgess gets in the front court, gets around Cox, takes it all the way to the rack. Running shot up, no good. Norris with the rebound. Blankenship tries to take it away, but they find Barrett. She gets it in the front court. Finds Cox, fakes a 3, comes driving in, dumps it into Fareed. Left-handed hook up, no good. She was fouled. She's
going
to go to the line.
It's her 4th.
It's Golden. It's her 3rd.
He's looking at Hall.
It is Hall. That's four. So Blevins will come in and replace her. Free throw up for Freed is good. 26-21. Bath County's lead's grown to five. Freed's second free throw on its way. Good as well. Looked really good on both of those free throws. 27-21. 6-point Bath County lead.
Lady Cats remain perfect at the free throw line.
They get it to Burgess. She realized, Coach Swartz realized she was in trouble. Calls for a timeout, a full one. 27-21. Bath County leads it by 6-1. 27 left going to third. Be back in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Benefit County basketball after this timeout. 27-21, Bath County leads it by six. Jevin with it out on this left wing.
Lady Cats come out in the zone looking to trap.
And did he just call a 5 second?
He called a foul.
No, called a foul.
I thought he was holding the hand up like 5 seconds.
He's saying
push, but that was kind of weak compared to what's been going on both ends of the floor tonight.
Absolutely. I was just getting ready to ask you,
wow.
Do you think the girls' game is more physical than the boys' games anymore?
Yes, it is. And
they get it into Golden. She's got it out high. Throws it over to Jevonen. Jevonen with it on that right side to Blevins. Back to Jevonen. Up to Golden up top. To this left side, they swing at the blanket chip. She comes in, running shot up, no good. Rebound comes off to Burgess. She lost it. It's saved back in bounds to Barrett. Barrett realized she had a player streaking, throws it in the front court, but we had a foul, and it's going to be on Burgess.
Her third.
We'll put Barrett at the line, because that was the fifth foul. I know this has been a very physical game, but many times Menifee County's been slow to get back defensively. They've allowed a couple of baskets for Bath County in transition. It's just almost like they're going through the motion but not trying to play sometimes.
Yeah.
Just
kind of looks that way. Look.
Made the free throw. Makes it a 7-point game. 28-21. 1:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Barrett's second free throw rolls in good. Bath County with their largest lead of the 9-8. 29-21. Golden gets it over to Jevonen. She comes up the left side, sees a crease, and it closed up quickly. Blankenship has it stolen away. Finds French. She comes racing down, lays it up. No good. Menifee County with the rebound. French, the only player in backcourt after that shot.
Girls took it for granted that she was going to make the layup. Nobody hustled down.
Well, credit to Jevonen as she raced back with French. Whether she got a piece of it or not, she was there to kind of be the flying ointment. As Blankenship launches a three, misses it, but Blevins gets a rebound. She's got it in the corner. Free comes over, ties her up. Jump ball. Session in favor of Menifee County. And Burgess comes over and has some words with Freed.
Tempers are getting the referee going to have to get this game under control.
Blankenship. Gets it into Jevonen out on the right wing. She catches a peek of the clock. Throws up top. Throws it over to Blevins in the corner. Blevins Needing some help. Trapped, double teamed in the corner. Finds Burgess. Burgess on the baseline. In some trouble. Coach Schwartz realizing.
They called a foul on three.
They called a foul on Bath County's three.
Her first.
The blanket chip will look to trigger from the baseline. Reed will come in. Barrett will check out for the final 8.8.
So she won't pick up that third foul.
Blanket chip looks, looks. Goes in and up top to Golden. 8 seconds, turns, tries to throw it back to Jevin. It's stolen away by French. French into the paint, spins, kicks it back to Cox at the foul line. Out to Reed. Three at the buzzer. Up. No good. We play three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County 29, Menifee County 21. Back to the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
After three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville, 61st District matchup between Bath County and Menifee County. Bath County with the 8-point edge.
Very good third quarter there for Bath County. See if they can keep it up here. Bath gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Menifee just kind of walking back out, like they're lost.
Bath County looking, Norris gets it in to French in backcourt.
Blevins didn't know if she was supposed to be on the court or not. She just happened to be beside French, so she said, I guess I'll guard French.
They find Barrett over on that left wing. Has not been Ashton's best night offensively. But Burgess gets a rebound and then fouled by Barrett.
It's her third.
Her third.
You can't compound one mistake with another one.
Blankenship gets it into Jevenin. Over to Burgess. Burgess comes up the right side to the right wing with it, with the dribble. Throws it up top. To Blankenship, to Blevins, now to Jevenin on the left side. Jevenin working, gets into the paint, throws one up, no good. Cox with the rebound. The center dribble finds Norris.
Good defense by the Lady Cats there. Bath County Lady Cats.
In the front court. Hands it off to French, who gives it up to Barrett between the circles. Barrett has Blevins now guarding her. Turns, gets a pick from three. Switch. Barrett goes in, goes up, and we have a blocking foul. As Burgess got bumped, of course, Menifee County is wanting a foul.
That's her fourth.
Against Barrett. But had Burgess probably stood her ground and went down,
if she'd have went down,
stepping, but she took that back step when she got bumped into.
If she'd fell to the ground, I think she would have got the charge there. That would have been big, because that would have been Ashton's fourth. Instead, it's Burgess's fourth, which is even bigger.
Free throw up from Barrett is short.
It's the first miss at the line for the Lady Cats tonight for Bath County. So now, be interested in this quarter. You've got Baker on the bench with a sprained ankle. Burgess with four fouls. Hall with four fouls. So
Barrett missed them both. Blankenship just got away with a carry coming up the sideline. And then Barrett steps out of bounds on that steal. Blankenship carried that ball for him up over her head.
Yeah. They say as long as you keep your hand on top of the ball, it doesn't matter. So it looked like she did. So she might have got away with one.
So they throw it into Golden. Golden trapped over on that far side. Goes to try to split through, and then Cox comes up the steal, finds Barrett. Menifee County racing back to get it over to French, who finds Norris, and Norris backs it out as Menifee County retreated quickly on defense. Barrett wide open on that left side. Three's on its way. No good. Long kicking rebound is going to go out of bounds. Of course, last touch by Bath County, the Menifee County ball. 6:47 left to go in the ball game. Bath County leading it by 8, 29-21.
Ashton just hasn't been able to get a shot to drop. She's helped on other ends and other facets, but ball's just not going through the hoop for her tonight.
They give it to Burgess out high. She throws it to Golden at the foul line. Back over to Jevin, and her three on its way, and it's good.
Can I leave that girl open for three-point land?
Absolutely not. Trims the lead to 5. Sparrett with 6:25. Works against Blevins in the front court. Goes over to Cox. Her three on its way. That one's short. Golden claims the rebound. She's brought it down now. Gives it up to Jevin. Jevin comes up this left side. Walks across the timeline with it. Gets it to Burgess out high. Burgess back over to Jevin. Jevin drives into the lane. Goes up.
That'll be Ashton's fourth.
You've got to reach it. Foul on Bath County's.
Oh, gave it to Fareed.
Fareed going to be getting whistled in. So Jevin will be at the line.
A big 5%
free throw shooter.
A big exhale from Coach Collier there. But that wasn't Ashton's fourth. She has a good looking shot. Good form, good back rotation.
Jevin's second free throw on its way, made it as well. Makes it a 3-point game.
I was hoping maybe the jinx are there, but it didn't work.
That's why I said she was an 85% free throw shooter. They give it to Prince. She gets into the front court.
Menifee's still playing that matchup.
Levin starting her. I hand it over to Barrett.
Good
low. Nice look. Nice finish. Three puts it in. 31-26. 5:44 left to go. Burgess gets it in the front court on this left side. Throws it over to the other side. Hops gets a steal. Looks up. French leaks away. Lays it up. 2 more points in the book for French. 33-26. 5:26 left to go in the game. Jevin gets it in the front court. Coach Schwartz calls for a timeout. 5:19 left to go here in the ball game. 33-26. Bath County leads it by 7. Back in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Back in the lead to Menifee County here in this girls' matchup. 5:19 left to go. Todd Waits, Davey Moore bringing you all the action. Davey keeping up with the stats. I don't think I've seen a pencil move that much.
Hope I got enough lead in here to finish it up.
I think I got some more if you need it. I bring extra because I have to have it for the boys' game some nights.
Yeah.
So jump on the ball handler and Jevin. They throw it over to Blevins in the corner. Blevins feeds it to Burgess, gets it out to Jevin, and she steps into a three on the left side, and it's good.
Again, scramble defense, and wound up leaving Jevin wide open.
Makes it a 4-point game. They get it to the front court to French. French over here to Barrett. Back over to French. They hands it to Barrett. Barrett curls towards Hank, goes up to the scoop shot, no good, and we're going to have a foul. As she went with a scoop shot, and Golden just tapped her on the arm.
It's her third.
Usually when the ball pops up like that, you can tell you've been smacked on the arm.
Yeah.
Barrett's first free throw was short. She's missed three in a row.
Missed three in a row after going 6 for 6 to start out.
Spin of the basketball for Barrett. Second free throw on its way. That was short. Burgess gets a rebound. She brought it down, but able to hold on tight with it. Finds Jevin, and she calls for help coming into the backcourt. Got French guarding her, step for step up the right side. Looks, throws it away. Free gets a steal, trying to get it to Blevins. Barrett now with it for Bath County in the front court. Dribbles all the way to Fink, kicks over to Cox. Steps into three, left side. That one's short, right in the hands of Hall. All for Menifee County, back the other direction, crosses, stutter steps, works all the way down, goes up, ball goes out of bounds. We'll say last touch for Bath County. Hall
comes up gimpy again.
She'd already turned that ankle once. Yep.
She's fighting through the pain,
knowing her team needs her. Brooks loads it up top. Jevnan gets it. French with a near steal over to Jevnan. She comes driving all the way into the paint. Goes up. Shot no good. Rebound comes off. Norris. They try to tie her up. She ends up on the floor.
Fouls on Menifee County's Jevnan. First second.
I couldn't see.
I just saw him say five green, so...
So Norris will look to inbound, 4:07 left to go in the game. Bath County clinging to a four-point lead. They get it to the hands of Barrett, who hands it off to French. French gets it in the front court. All the way down, dumps it over to Crouch. Crouch stops, pops.
Good shot.
Double shot, good. 35-29. Crouch's been sitting for a long time. Gets her eye on the basket, puts it through.
Good take right there for Kaylee. Didn't hesitate.
6-point Bath County lead is Barrett. They try to get it back to Jevnan. Comes up to the steal. Gets all the way down. Finds French. Lays it up good. 2 more points in the book. Barrett could have probably forced that one. Saw French coming down the left side wide open. Give it up. 3:26 left to go in the ball game. Menifee County calls a timeout as they have found themselves trailing by 8 once again. Just a 30-second timeout. We're going to hold things right here.
Good defense by the Lady Cats. Bath County side. Menifee's been a little lazy with their passes here in this half.
Well, do you know where they're going to try to force the ball to? They want it in the hands of Jevnan. She's their best shooter. She's their best ball handler. Or they want it in the hands of Burgess. And Bath County knows that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're looking up, you've got a player on the bench who's injured her ankle and Baker.
That was a big loss for Menifee right there when Baker went out.
So you've had to bring in a youngster to try to get her spot filled in Levins. And
she's putting her shoe on, but Broderick did that right there to assistant coach Schwartz. And I don't – no, she's not going to be able to
She's on the walk. And
she can't even
she's
walk.
She's even shaking her head like, nah, no, I can't.
She can't do it.
I hate that. She is such a hard basketball player.
She gives a lot of effort.
This Hall throws it in backcourt to Jevnan. Jevnan calls for a pickup. Top gets it. Gets a switch. To give it to Burgess at the foul line. She turns. Gives it back to Golden. Golden throws over to the right side to Blevins. Back up top to Jevnan. She saves it from going over and back.
That was a technical play.
Being tall was an advantage for Burgess. Jevnan gets it. Gets around free. Comes along the baseline. We're going to have a foul. And it's going to be on Norris. Yes, she was straight up, but she brought her hands down as Jevnan was coming with the basket.
It's her second.
So Jevnan at the line, like I said, very good free throw shooter, 85%. The only one better on the team at 90 is Golden, but she hasn't had near the attempts.
She doesn't play down on the block much. She plays out free throw line extended area. She doesn't.
Jevnan made the free throw. Cuts the lead to 7 with 3:02 left to go. Made that one as well. Makes it a 6-point game.
Menifee's picked up their pressure full court now.
They give it to French. She gets it into front court. Over to Crouch on the right wing. Crouch up top to Norris. Now to French. French. They try to double on her. Gives it over to Barrett. Barrett. Put it between the circles. Gives it up to French. Bath County just using some block here out in the lead.
I'm going to say they're trying to foul, but... Fouls on 10.
Blankenship,
her first.
This will be her first, team fourth. French gets in the front court. Nobody really stops her. Gets all the way to the foul line. Kicks it back out to Barrett. Barrett with the dribble. Put it between the circles.
Count on. Good back door.
Get over to French, and we got a timeout called by Coach Collier. He's going to call a full timeout here. 2:23 left to go in the ball game. Bat Kenny leading by six, 37-31. We'll send it back to studio for a 30-second timeout right here on WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower. A Power Star tractor handles jobs in a backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and an outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. Menifee County trailing by six. Bethany with the ball. Inbounding.
Menifee's going to have to go man-to-man now. Bath County's looking for free throws or a wide-open layup. They need to take care of the basketball here.
They give it over to Crouch, who gives it to Barrett. Barrett throws it to Crouch, dumps it down low to a wide-open three. She gets the layup and one. Just good unselfish look. Basketball right there by Bath County.
Good look right there.
As Burgess and Golden were both on the side, so they had no physical inside presence. So Blevins and
trying to save it from
chip come
getting
out.
Their foul because Hall has four, Burgess has four, and Golden has three.
Freed's free throw, no good. Burgess with the rebound. Comes dribbling up, just slings one right in the hands of Golden, though. Golden with it at the top of the key, turns, goes over to Hall, launches a quick three, misses everything. Barrett gets a rebound. Burgess swats at her, and then kind of Barrett swats back, and Burgess kind of throws her hands up like, what, you ain't going to call nothing. I think both of them got away with maybe one there. Crouch comes dribbling all the way across, hands it to Barrett. Barrett turns to the right wing. She's knocked to the ground. Foul's going to be on Burgess.
And that's her fifth.
And she's done. .135 left to go in the ballgame, and Burgess fouls out. So, Bath County's Barrett will be at the line for a couple of free throws. Splevins comes in, replacing the fouled out Burgess. So, Barrett. First free throw on its way, and that one's good. 9-point Bath County lead, 40-31. 1:35 left to go in the game. Second free throw up, good as well. Lead is at the largest now at 10. Saul comes racing up the right side all the way into the paint. Literally throws it up as she comes through. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bath County.
She was completely out of control there.
I think that was, I'm going to throw this up and pray that maybe I get a foul call.
Get a whistle blown.
She inbounded to her in the left corner. She gives a behind-the-back pass into the hands of Jevident. Jevident works, gets in the paint, goes up to Freed. Goes into her body. Freed going to be whistled for the foul.
It's her third. The one thing you don't want to do is by Kenny is foul and put Menifee on the line, which the clock stops. Really nice crowd here tonight.
Absolutely. They opened the top deck
first
on
time,
both sides.
I think that's the first time it's been open on both sides
this season. Yep. I think it's the first time they haven't had some kind of equipment behind it that they could.
Really good student section out tonight.
Jevons, free throw up, no good. I believe, is that first miss of the night for her?
Second.
She doesn't miss many.
No, she does not.
Bath County's lead at 10. Jevons could make it 9, make it a 3-possession game. And does. 1:19 left to go. Barrett looking, gets it into French, who gives it back to Barrett. Barrett Throws it half court to Norris. Norris has it in front court. Norris throws it back over to Barrett. Barrett catches. Gives it up to Norris. A little tall, but she's able to get it. Still got a dribble. Hands it to French. French hounded there at half court by Jevonen. Jevonen commits the personal, her third.
Her third.
So that's going to put Bathkinney at the line for some free throws. So French. Some dribbles to the floor, spin of the basketball. First free throw on its way, rolls good.
Really nice night for Bailey French when Ashton was not having a good night.
Back to a 10-point Bathkinney lead. Second free throw short. Golden claims the rebound.
She kind of short-armed that one.
Bathkinney retreats. Jevonen in the front court, hands it off to Hall. Hall lowers her shoulder, comes racing in the front court. Hall and Barrett had a little words after that.
Coach Collier's going to have a talk with his team.
.42-32, Bathkinney leads it by 10. Timeout on the floor, a full timeout being called by Bathkinney and Davey. 53 seconds left to go, a 10-point game. Menifee ball, I believe.
Yes, it is.
They said it went off of Barrett.
Yeah.
Barrett was trying to point the Bathkinney side. Hall didn't like it.
Well,
and
when
they exchanged some words.
When she came up to point, she kind of hit Hall, which wasn't on purpose, but, you know, it was right in front of Menifee County's bench, so you're going to get some action out of that. So Collier did a good job. Called timeout. He spent the whole timeout talking to Ashton, telling him what we need to do these last 53 seconds. Don't do anything to cause a foul or to cause yourself to be ejected from this game, because you'll have to sit in the next three games, I believe. So just play it out. You're up 10. Menifee only has one timeout left. Don't foul. Let them, you know, if they want to take it to the basket, let them take it to the basket. Just contest.
It'd be Menifee ball.
Back should be Menifee ball.
Give credit to Nora. She tried.
Yeah.
She even had her own teammates convinced. So Hall looking to trigger. Punch Jevon. Quick catch and shoot three from the corner is good.
Man, when she's open, she doesn't miss from three anyway.
French gets it to Norris, who gets in the front court. Picked up a dribble, needing some help. We're going to have a Menifee County foul. If it's Hall.
35, that's her fifth.
That's five on her. Probably heard the Menifee faithful hearts didn't touch her, but she did. So Norris will be at the line here. Menifee County's Swartz looking down his bench. Going to send Blankenship in.
Number 11.
I'm sorry.
Wales. Blankenship's already on the court. She come in for Burgess.
I just saw the ponytail.
Yeah. Well, they kind of look similar a little bit. And you probably
a 10
all you
and
could,
11.
All you could see was the one.
43-35 after the made free throw. Norris' second free throw on its way, good as well. Made them both. 44-35. Bathkinney back on top by 9. 40 seconds left to go. Jevonen races all the way down, takes it into the paint. Scoop shot up and good.
Nice take and smart by the Lady Cats, Bathkinney, not to foul.
So that's stolen away by Bathkinney County. Over to Jevonen.
Too much dribbling by Bathkinney that time.
She goes into the paint, puts the shot up, no good. Barrett with a rebound. Golden fouls her.
That's her fourth.
That's going to put Barrett at the line at the other end. He
anything can happen, but if you knock down both these free throws, ball game's over with. It's hard to get three possessions in 17.7 seconds.
I know Jay Smith had 6 points in a second the other night.
If she makes this one here, they'll have to get nine. That's just, with a running clock and only one timeout left, it's going to be really tough. The Bath games are really, you know.
Jay Smith hit a three. There was a pushing foul away from the play. And the Bath going to get the ball back on an inbounds. And Jay Smith gets it inbound to him, puts a three up. Jevin lost it, gets it back. Three is up, left side, no good. Bree gets a rebound. She was fouled from behind and from the front, and it's going to be whistled on Golden from behind.
It's her fifth.
Her 6.1 left to go as Bree will step to the line.
Back in the lineup for Menifee County.
Reed, first free throw up, short, bounces off. 46-37 is how our score stands with 6.1 left to go in the game.
Menifee's got to move down one.
Reed's second free throw, that's why that one's short. That's actually probably a good thing for Bath County because it made them have to rebound and catch it. Jevin, he with the buzzer, no good as she tried to draw a foul on Barrett. Menifee County falls to Bath County. Final score, Bath County 46, Menifee County 37. Davey's going to work on getting some final stats put together as they're going to put about 20 minutes on the clock. As we hope that Coach Collier will be able to come up and talk with us, but if not, we understand. But 46-37, Bath County Lady Cats get the win over Menifee County this evening. As the Lady Cats of Bath County improve to 13-8, 4-2 within the district. With the loss, Menifee County slips to 9-14, 1-4 within the 61st district. We're going to send it back to studio here, word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Return courtside in a couple of minutes.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the count all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here at Bath County High School as we are in between games as your Bath County Lady Cats picked up the win over the Menifee County Lady Cats 46-37 as Patrick Armitage making his way into the gymnasium and ready to take over for for Davie here in just a few moments, but it was a very hard-fought game, and Menifee County give it their all, but fell just in the final little bit. Bath County able to get a lead in that fourth quarter. Went into the quarter leading it by eight. Menifee County mounted a comeback, 29-25, with about 6 minutes left to go in the game. Actually cut it to three, made it 29-26. But Bath County from that point forward just kept extending the lead, just kept working, getting shots to fall, getting to the charity stripe, and just one of those that Bath County had to grit this one out to get the win over a very improved Menifee County squad.
Took advantage of every opportunity they were given instead of giving it right back to Menifee County. So your final stats real quick. Menifee finished from the field overall 10 of 41 for 24%, 6 of 16 from three-point land for 37.5%. Jevedon had five of those. She was 5 of 7 from three-point land. And they were 11 of 15 from the free throw line for 73%. They had 39 total rebounds, 20 turnovers. They were led in scoring by Jevons, 28 points. For your Lady Cats, unofficially, 13 of 46 for 28% overall. 1 of 16 from three-point land for 6%. 19 of 27 for the free throw line for 70%, which is really good. They had 28 total rebounds and 10 turnovers. We had Menifee County with 20 turnovers, but I didn't say that earlier. For your Lady Cats, I didn't total this up, but I am unofficial. Kenny Williams is official. Just get that down on the radio. I have Bailey French with 17, Barrett with 14, Cox with 5, 2 for Crouch, 2 for Norris, and 6 for Faree. So that's just your scoring on the night. So, again,
lots of fouls called tonight. Very, very aggressive defenses by both teams. Menifee County had 3 girls foul out.
Over 40 free throw shot combined by the teams tonight. So, like I say, a lot of fouls were called, a lot of action. Both teams played really, really hard. Menifee had some bad luck on their side with some girls getting hurt and girls fouling out. And then Bath County battled to their
Bath County couldn't buy one from outside.
They shot horrible, couldn't make a, you know, you're not very often you're going to have Ashton Barrett 2 of 10 from 2-point land and 0 for 5 from 3-point land. So that makes her, what, 2 of 15 from the field. That's not going to happen very often.
No.
And it's good to see the Lady Cats get a win out of that.
Absolutely. As far as wrapping things up, our Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, had our opening arguments, and Bath County had to play without foul trouble. They did have one player that really got into foul trouble in Crouch, but
they were overcome it.
Able to come through there. Then you had to out-rebound, and I thought Bath County rebounded the ball well. Very undersized compared to Menifee County between Burgess and Golden. Both of those very tough in the post against this Wildcat squad.
I mean, by my book, Menifee out-rebounded us by 11, which, you know, for us, Reed, you know, coming back from being 6, she's probably our, you know, her and Ashton are our two leading rebounders. So to come away only down 11, that's good. So the girls really battled hard and got a nice hard-fought win tonight.
I think the Lady Cats did pretty good. I would say they skated by. They
yes,
weren't
they
guilty
did.
On that one.
Yep.
As Coach Collier's made his way up here to talk to us this evening, as we'll let him get the headsets on. Coach Collier, you gritted one out there tonight. And, big ones.
Yeah, we did. Hats off to Menifee County. They had a really good game plan. They watched the Berea film, you could tell. But
I don't know of many nights that you're going to have Ashton Barrett go 2 of 15 from the field and be able to say, we gritted one out and got a win.
I know, but at the end of the day, it's a team game.
Absolutely.
The other team has stepped up, and defense, we grinded. We had a couple mishaps, but we did enough to get the job done. And top to bottom, we were able to do just enough. So I'm really proud. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. We put ourselves in a good spot for the seeding now. We just got to wait to see how next week plays out. But I'm really proud of everybody. Not just the girls that stepped on the floor, but even the bench, they were really engaged. And the coaches did a great job. We did what we had to do to get a win, and that's what's important at this time of year. Now we know what we need to work on some more. Hopefully shots will fall. You know, we have missed a lot of open shots tonight. We have to do some more shooting. We have to shoot a lot better. But, you know, proud of our girls. It's a great group. Great group.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you've still got still games to be played. Things going on. You've got senior night coming up. That's always a tough night for a player and a coach.
Yeah, senior night's February 13th versus Elliott County. We have two outstanding seniors, Ashton and Kaylee. I really don't want to talk about it. They've been with me since they were in seventh grade. You know, that first year I had those three seniors, it was hard because of my first group. But this, you know, this is a group that's been with me for, this is the sixth year, and it's going to be really tough. But at the end of the day, they deserve all, everybody coming out supporting them. They've given all they've had to this program, and we just need to do whatever we have to do, shed some tears, wild hugs, and then we'll get back to playing. But we got to enjoy this tonight. We're going to be happy, not satisfied. Got to get on the bus at 12:30 and go to Maysville tomorrow. So
I was going to say, it doesn't get easier tomorrow either. But
no.
Bath County Coach Collier, appreciate you coming up.
Appreciate you guys.
As Bath County Lady Cats get the win here tonight, as Davey's going to get his headsets on so we can finish up our players of the game and everything. But big win for Bath County as they get a 46-37 final. As far as your offensive player of the game tonight, Coach, who you liking over there?
I think I'm liking Bailey French on that tonight. She led us in scoring with 17. She kept us in the ball game, getting free for layups, and she was 5 or 6 in the free throw line, and she was overall, she was 6 of 11 from the field. So very productive night for Bailey French to pick up Ashton Slack.
Defensively tonight, a couple of candidates out there, some
yeah,
good
there's
players.
There's probably two or three. You could go with Ashton Barrett. I thought Jerrica played really well on defense as well. I think you could kind of combine it with those two. Even Bailey played well on defense, but I kind of gave the nod to Ashton because she got a few steals there and unselfishly gave it up for Bailey for some easy layups to kind of spread that lead out.
I agree with that one. She wasn't getting it done offensively, but she was doing the things on the defensive side of things. And the unsung hero tonight, I know we've given it to this young lady once before, but Mallory Cox coming out, getting back into their first 5 points of the night, and got the starting nod. And when she was in there, positive things were happening.
Yep.
She had a steal early, and she was part of the reason that Bath County was able to grind this out.
Yeah, that, and also thought Kyra gave us some valuable minutes as well coming back from an illness. So I had Cox and Fareed both are kind of 1 and 2 on that unsung hero.
I don't think we can go wrong with either one of them.
No, sir.
As we're going to wrap up things here for the girls, once again, Bath County gets the win over Menifee County on the girls' side of things. 46-37, it was the final score. For Coach Davey Moore, I'm Todd Waits. We're going to say good night for the Lady Cats, and we're going to get ready to close things out here. We'll open it up for the boys as Patrick Armitage is going to step under the headsets with us here in just a few moments. As you've been listening to Bath County Lady Cat basketball, 46-37 is the final score. Return courtside in a couple minutes after we get some closing and opening done.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn, Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.